Nice. Just telling someone in our pregame show, you know, it's been a lot of stress the last few weeks because we haven't been scoring any runs. And when we make a great play on defense, that doesn't relieve the stress. And when you get a great pitching performance, that doesn't necessarily relieve that, because even if you get a great pitching performance, as we had last two Fridays with Connor Wade, we lose 2-1. We won last night, 4-3. But that doesn't relieve the stress. But what relieves the stress is scoring runs. And we scored runs tonight. So, nice.
Well, what was going on with James Ferris tonight? Had a pretty good first three innings and then fourth inning.
Disappeared. Yeah, disappeared. Happens. But disappeared, yeah. Just didn't look good.
And then Cody Moffitt, a few rough starts. You had him out in the bullpen for a little bit today.
He's not starting tomorrow. Crawford's starting tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you gotta, you know, it's like anything else in life, right? You gotta earn the right to do it.
Right.
I mean, it's not the Tucson Boys Club. You know? I mean, I went to the Boys Club of San Pedro. Everybody gets a chance, everybody gets this, everybody gets an award, everybody gets a medal, everybody gets a hostess Twinkie.
I don't know, I wish it was like that.
Yeah. You gave Cunningham though a chance out there.
Yeah, well, Tiger Telly, we would have liked to have gone with Telly the whole time, but he's got something. He popped a rib about a week ago.
Okay.
And he popped a rib. No, throwing during practice. He popped a rib throwing, and he's had treatment once, and it was okay, but he did it again. I think he might have did it again tonight, so he'll get treatment again tomorrow. Tomorrow, sorry, that's right. Yeah, probably on Monday he'll get treatment.
What do you think of Nick?
Okay, you know, up in the zone though. I mean, still up in the zone, not down in the zone. You got to be down in the zone. At this level, they have aluminum bats. They take batting practice every day, you know, just like us. If you have a ball up in the zone, it's going to get hit. So you got hit a couple times, but it was okay. It was okay. Not stellar, but it was okay. Walked a couple guys, got an 11-run lead. That's not good baseball. So.
But overall, good team performance. Good.
Yeah, no. Well, overall, the biggest thing is, like I said, the stress was relieved a little bit. You know, I mean, we scored some runs. I mean, you know, when you look at the first weekend we went 2-3-4,
we
scored 2-3-4 runs. The second weekend we went 1-1, and scored 3 in the ninth to make it 6. Last night we get 4. I mean, it's been.
You only had 21 runs in the last 6 or 7 games prior to tonight.
Yeah, it's been very stressful. Been very stressful for the defense, for the hitters, for the pitchers, for the team managers, it's been very stressful for these guys, you know. So it was, I mean, we got to be more consistent. So tonight we got some big hits. We got hits when they counted. Trent Gilbert obviously had a great night, but you know, it's just, you know, we hit with people in scoring position, which was nice. We relieved a little bit of stress.
Is there like? Have you been working on hitting in situations like that?
Yeah, we've been working on that for, January, February, 3 months. No, the reality is that we got a lot of young guys, a lot of new guys. You know, Brandon Dixon's the new, I mean, he's here and he's having a great year, but Brandon Dixon didn't play last year. You got a lot of new people, and so they have to play games to get used to playing games. You know, I know that sounds crazy, but I'll give you the analogy I use. A freshman shows up here in August, and he has to get used to practice, and then he gets used to practice, and then he has to get used to inter-squads, and then he gets used to inter-squads, and then he has to get used to a spring game, and that's what they're doing. They're getting used to the speed of the game. So hard part is you're doing it with scores, but, you know, scores going on. So that's what happens when you lose a lot of juniors. You have to throw freshmen out there, so they're getting better.
Should we expect Jackson to see more playing time as DH with right-handed pitchers now?
Yeah, he'll be our DH from the right side for the most part, I think. I'd like to see. He brings good energy to the plate. He's under the ball right now, but he'll make an adjustment.
I'm so happy for his first hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, he brings good energy. I like his energy to the plate. So he'll be a real strong candidate. Yeah.
And then what was clicking on offense today? Obviously, Gilbert had a huge day. Maggi was hitting pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Riley Morris tripled a deep left center field.
I think the biggest thing is, if I would venture to say that we've probably had 5, 6, 7 games in the last 3, 4 weeks where we had 10 hits and 3 runs, 10 hits and 4 runs, 10 hits and 2 runs. Tonight we had 10 hits and 14 runs, I think.
15 runs.
So that's the difference. In other words, we got hits with people in score position. Where we, you know, last night we had 11 hits, 4 runs. You know, left 13 guys on base. You know, we just have not hit with people in score position. And it's just part of getting old, part of the young guys getting old and getting comfortable with the program, getting comfortable with college baseball, I should say. All right. Okay, Phil.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much. Good job.